Hello, and today on Eat, Pray, and Live, we will be discussing open relationships and the celebrities that participate in the open door policy. That's bedroom door.
Right now, something new.
Sheree Charles is here.
Demetrius,
who you passing on to me, Sheree?
I think honestly, this is my song. And a lot of women know this song. I think this is the nastiest, most disrespectful song to women ever made. It's my jam, and women know every word.
I know
Look at her. Look at her.
I mean, the beat. It's the beat. Is banging.
It is.
No, they know the words.
Yes.
All I know is ain't no fun if the homie can't. That is coming
next.
Yeah.
So, open door
policy.
No, it ain't even that.
What?
It's the... I can't.
How can you... It's a talk show. How can you not talk?
I don't want to say... I don't want to repeat the lyrics in public like this. Oh, okay. I got to wait until
What's your favorite line in the song?
Oh, my favorite line?
Yes. Hello.
So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe.
Oh.
Yeah. What hoes do you not trust? That?
Huh? It's plenty of hoes I don't trust.
I was going to say, yeah. There's plenty of hoes I don't trust.
But if you saw the look on his face, it was like a hoe trick me last night. I want to know.
Tell me the most scandalous thing that a hoe did to you.
Tried to set me up for her baby, like invited me over for a three-way knowing she was already pregnant.
Ooh, she tried to frame you.
What?
Trying to get you to be her baby dad.
When she couldn't get me to just come over, like just for like me and her, she kind of mentioned that a roommate or something was there, and I was like,
that's trifling. No, and did that simple act make her a hoe? Is that how we're defining hoe?
No, that didn't. I only brought her up. I'm not saying she was a hoe or is a hoe or anything like that. But I think in the context that when you were using hoe as a euphemism for a woman of irrepute, so
that's a big word. Ooh. That's a big word. Irrepute. Define that, Demetrius. If you're gonna use it, you better know how to define it. Irrepute.
Irrepute.
How you spell it?
IRREPUTABLE.
What?
Irreputable. Irrepute. I did irreputable.
Yeah, that's so, all right. Same difference.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show.
Put me on the spot for that. Spelling bee.
You know, it's time to get it popping. And before we could get it popping, the champagne just popped itself open. So, you know, hey, it's a party over here. I'm going to introduce my lovely co-host today. We have back in full effect, to my left, to my immediate left, we have Michelle Epps in the house. Hey. And then, oh my goodness, the freak of the week.
Oh.
We have... Demetrius is freaky. Because y'all know this is a part two show. This is part two of the open relationships.
That's true.
That we talked about. So, now, you do not have to watch part one to enjoy part two. However, Demetrius has made it very, very known.
You're looking at me smiling.
You should definitely go back.
Yes. So, yeah, go back and watch part two. So, Demetrius Jones in the house.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you,
to be
America.
So respectable.
I am respectable.
And then, of course, last but never least, my militant me, Miss Courtney Stewart.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
I had some stuff happen to me this week. Yeah. I'm mad as a... But we're going... That's another show. Yeah. So I'm a little off today. But anyway, we're going to go back into, this is part two, because it was such a juicy show, and there was so much that we realized, you know, halfway through that there was no way we were going to get to it, get to everything. So we're going to talk about open relationships today, and the A-listers who subscribe to them, who participate in them, who are confirmed, that's just the get down, and we want to explore, is monogamy a thing of the past? I mean, are open relationships, is that the new normal? We'll be exploring that in depth. And no judgment here. This is a no judgment zone.
No condemnation.
No condemnation.
I judge people all the time. I don't condemn.
You make judgments.
All right.
You don't judge. Do you judge? Or you just make judgments?
Because there's
condemnation in judging.
Okay. Whichever one is the bad one, that's not what I do. But I make a, I have an opinion.
Observations. Well, right. Have thoughts about
right,
it.
Right.
Well, you know what? I think we should get to, go ahead, Demetrius. This was Demetrius's idea, topic of the day. And it's, how black are you?
So
break it down.
I don't know where to start. I really don't know where to start. It's been this new thing amongst some rappers to separate themselves from the black struggle, whether that be, as you see a picture of Bow Wow, who said, to some extent, and I am paraphrasing, you have to go and, you know, do your Googles.
Do your Googles.
to understand exactly what he said. But he insinuated that he wasn't able to empathize or connect with the black struggle because he was mixed with Native American. Mm. And then at the same time, you also have Lil Wayne. Are we going to run the video? Or do I have to say this?
No. We have a video. We will run the video. But you want to run that now or you want to wait on that? Because I want to know, like, Lil Bow Wow, where did he make this statement?
On Twitter.
Okay.
And to his credit, man, uh-huh. I was surprised because, of course, black Twitter is a beast and they roasted his ass. But he stood in there and he took all the, you know, all the hits. But it left me, like, because you say, how black am I? This was my Halloween costume. This is why I wore this, which is basically a hoodie with, you know, bullet holes in it.
Oh.
You know, now this little sticker right here. God bless her.
So why do we have...
Yeah. Because my boys, his daughter, she put it on me. And I think it's so sweet. And, you know...
Oh, you couldn't take it off.
I couldn't take it off, but it showed... Because, look, I've always been, like, a really pro-black dude. And so it's not a game for me. But when I hear these guys, like, saying, oh, I can't understand, I'm too successful, and I live here now, I'm like... Mm. I don't want to get mad.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
A lot of times I feel like they're ignorant. They're fearful.
Can I stop you? Can we watch?
Yeah.
Let's play the clip and then we'll discuss. I don't know if that's our clip. Yeah, Marissa, can you play that from 4:30 to 5:46, please?
Oh, that, you know what? That's the cut. That's the cut down version of it.
Okay.
That's not
the clip I sent.
Yeah, that's not the full one. That's not the full one with his actual, you know, words and everything. Yeah,
okay.
But you know.
Yeah.
We'll
stay tuned because we will have that clip.
And so I just, because you get angry, and I was like, I don't want to be angry at this dude. He just doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So when you say, how black am I?
You talking about who?
Think Lil Wayne understands. I don't think Lil Bow Wow understands.
How can they not understand? Growing up, because they weren't born with silver spoons in their mouths. They're self-made.
But they've had the silver spoon in their mouth from a young age. Like both of them. I want to say from at like 7, they've been around it. So at those times, like if you're not a teenager and living in the hood, you don't know what the hood is. I don't think so, because when you're younger, okay, like so we'll say till about 7, maybe they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But even Lil Bow Wow, it started for him before. And I just think that they've been in the business for so long, they really don't know what it's like to have to, you know, get pulled over by the police and don't have money to get out of it. It's a difference when you know you're getting pulled over. But
Lil Wayne's been to Rikers, though.
Yeah.
You've been to...
But didn't that help his credibility as a rapper, so he wanted to go?
Not with me. He's being stupid.
I'm
like, you, because you're successful, you'll get... Well, I say they don't understand. What I'm saying is not that... Because the black experience, to me, is not necessarily, like Ice-T said, it's not a hood experience.
Yeah.
It's not a poor experience.
Exactly.
I'm saying, when I say they don't understand, I think they're worried that if they support Black Lives Matter, that they won't get support from white fans. And I'm like, you don't understand. Mm. When most of Public Enemy's music at that time was selling to white people.
Yeah.
White people are not going to not support you because you stand on the side of truth.
Right.
When I was giving out candy in Huntington Beach in this outfit, it was one white girl, and I say this because she was so young. All her friends, I gave them candy and stuff like that. She had to be like 12. She looked at me and she was like, I like that. And I knew she knew. She wasn't thinking Lil Kane. She was thinking Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Wow. So I'm like, they'll support you. I was like, you don't need to be scared like that. And I'm like, the point of making this money, and I thought, was to have fuck you money.
But that's why I say it goes back to grown. If you've never had to struggle or you've never seen that really where you don't get it. I just get people get, you know, from growing up in a certain way. They can get out of anything. And when he went to Rockers, he probably had a bunk that was plush.
You know? Yeah, that's true. But you can get not getting it for yourself and still recognize that it's happening to other people that look like you. Yes. So that's, I mean, I don't really want to comment on it because I'm actually annoyed and think it's the dumbest thing and that they got any airtime about
it.
Maybe it was for attention. But then Lil Wayne came back and said he was just upset at the interviewer for asking about his daughter.
I think he was caught off guard with some of the, he didn't know what Black Lives was.
Yeah.
You know, Black Lives Matter. He didn't know about the movement.
Can he say that when he was in concert saying, basically leading people in a mock Black Lives Matter chant? He knows.
He said it before, too, that it doesn't apply to him. And he said that months ago, and now he said it again in this interview. Like, he knew it.
Didn't he talk about this? It's a white cameraman record me, which also says something about his mentality, about the way he sees and views white people. Even though he's this successful, he's amazed that some white dude who he doesn't even know this guy's background, where he's from, he's amazed that this random white dude is recording him and proud of that.
Yeah.
It's like, brother, get yourself together.
Yeah, get yourself together.
You're lost.
One of the things he said that was so disturbing, and I wish we... Is the clip ready, Marissa? Okay.
Recently stirring controversy on Fox Sports when he said he personally doesn't see racism because so many of his fans are white.
I thought that was clearly a message that there was no such thing as racism.
There was a lot of backlash from people about that. Would you change it, what you said, or you still be the same way? What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever, whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich. If that don't let you know that America understands Black Matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
I don't know why we give air time.
We weren't supposed to stop it there. We had, but one of the things that he said was, I don't feel connected to anything that doesn't matter to me or doesn't concern me. Mm-hmm. He said, anything that doesn't concern me, I don't feel connected to it. I don't know how that doesn't, how that's not connected to him. And that's what empathy is. Empathy is, even though I might not feel the struggle like some of my brothers and sisters do, it's still our struggle.
Mm-hmm.
He
wants to talk about how hot the block is and all of these things, but it's like, oh, I don't feel it. And then even, didn't he have a video where he's like trying to be more conscious with, look at her face, with the American flag? It's to me, and
so what do you think, though? What's the bottom line? What do you think?
Bottom line is...
He smoked the joint and what
he
else?
He didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Do y'all think he's high?
Oh, yes. I definitely know he's high.
He's probably high all the time.
Y'all think he's high right there?
Yes.
Okay, if he's high, I can look past it. If he was high, I can look past it.
How can you look past it when he's high most of the day?
Yeah, he's high all the time.
That's why what he's saying really doesn't... It's like...
Have you been around people when they high? They say a lot of crazy shit, man, when they high.
No, but I think he lives in that space. That's just not like a one-off.
His high is so
you
normal.
Think, so you yes, I think I his didn't high think
he
is
was
normal. High.
Oh. I thought he was sober. What? No. I thought that was like one of the few times
I think
he was
his high
sober.
Is normal.
He was so agitated by her. Like, why would you get so agitated?
Yeah,
but he wasn't agitated by other things.
That's my point. Oh, okay. So when you caught off guard, and you like, you blowing my high with this shit. That's really what.
That's
yes.
exactly what it was.
He's like, you blowing my high with this shit. Move on. Don't ask me about no shit that blows my high.
Oh wow.
I bet you that's exactly
intense.
What
that's
it was.
Real serious. That's real. Okay.
I bet you that's exactly what it was.
Well, let me see what happens if he comes out and he apologizes. Because you know, ASAP came out on the Breakfast Club and gave a very moving. Kind
you
of apology.
Very moving apology.
Yeah, I don't really necessarily moving. Agree that everything.
But wait a minute, Demetrius, yeah. because maybe some people don't know, the viewers don't know okay. what wait, happened.
ASAP was interviewed by, I forget which magazine, it was some magazine. ASAP Rocky, a rapper, was interviewed in some magazine where he indicated that he couldn't relate to people in Ferguson or that particular struggle. I'm paraphrasing them, so you have to Google it to get it right. He couldn't relate to them because he lives in Soho and he lives in Beverly mm-hmm. Hills, mm-hmm. which, of course, Black Twitter, everybody, including myself, was like, you live in Beverly Hills. I'm like, and you just got there. And now you can't understand. Right. I've been there longer than you. I'm a lawyer, and I understand this. And you can't, rapper who's barely like 22 out of Harlem? I'm like, really? But he came, and he said that, you know, he was misquoted. And I don't necessarily believe that he mm-hmm. was misquoted, but he did show a lot of contrition.
Yes.
And, you know, and okay. I appreciated that.
He was sweet. I won't want when my little charm got stuck on his sweater. He was so kind.
Yeah.
So I like
him. And he
in
does
his
some
defense,
good things.
He's a little bit of, he's a super millennial. And there's this whole concept of race that's a little bit different mm-hmm. for younger millennials that, because they've experienced, I mean, they've lived in a different yes. space than some older people. So they
What do
believe,
you think the concept is? How does it differ from that of like a little Wayne?
It's
kind of
like when everybody came for, like when everybody came for Raven Simone, because she was like, yeah, race doesn't really exist. And yes. even though I think her comments were ignorant as hell, like yeah. I understand enough to know that they're day-to-day existence isn't as in your face, and the mm-hmm. idea that they were so young. I mean, if you're 22 now, 8 years ago, you were a teenager when Obama became president. So the yeah. concept that, you know, race is just a different concept now yeah. for people, because we've seen some great, amazing things happen in this country in terms of race, but some also really awful and backward
things.
See,
it's one thing, like I said, I mean, for instance, my son, he, you know, grew up in private schools all his life. He was born into that, you know, the best of the best. So he doesn't really, he can't relate to a lot of this, but you have to teach your children in order for them to connect and be sympathetic and to have empathy, because we do need to have empathy. I can't say, well, hey, since it doesn't affect me, it ain't my problem.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be affected by the things that probably will affect a lot of people that I may have known or know that live in mm-hmm. certain places or exist in certain places. But if you look at like somebody like Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. or you look at someone like Hillary Clinton, they haven't necessarily experienced rural Arkansas, those places, and I don't know how long, but they're still attempting to fight for policies that will help those that are less fortunate. Mm-hmm. And so are a lot of politicians. So I'm like, what is it with you that you can't even just give a word or something like that? Oh, I don't
it's
understand.
Ego.
Yeah, you're right.
It's that shit.
You say something.
It's that shit.
And what's interesting is the next time we tape,
yeah,
it'll be the night.
We'll know.
Yeah,
so we will
president
know
Trump.
Who our next president
Stop
is.
Stop it.
Yo,
it's not funny.
It's not funny, but it's scary, and it's looking really possible
Corey,
right
that's
now.
What I think. That's what I think. I don't want to put it out there, but that's what I think.
I don't want to put it out there either, but
I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
That's
I
why your titties keep growing.
Oh, I feel so shame. That was,
be
shame, that
girl.
Was harassment,
just
child.
Just go out there and be proud.
No. You know what was crazy is the fact that I had a breast reduction. And it's like they like, psych, we back. We back. It's crazy. All right, let's get into it. We got to get into this main topic. Open relationships, and we have our resident
that's
expert
where we at now?
In the house.
That's where we at now. That's where we're at now.
This, listen, some of you are viewers. Some of you are listeners. If you are a listener, please get to a laptop. A song, well, so you can a YouTube it. So you can watch this. Do you see what he has on his shirt? Now, I'm not gonna repeat that.
It's clearly not a bad word.
And why?
Huh? Because.
And why would
why
you?
Would you?
Why would you?
Why would you? Why would you?
His shirt says.
You know
I
what? When I put this shirt
me.
On, yes. I thought about a couple things.
What? What'd you think about?
Something that you know when I was a teenager, guys talked about. We're like, if I could pleasure myself orally, would I? And is that gay? If I do that.
I knew a guy who did that. Who could do that? Now, I never saw
how
it.
How do you know?
Because he told me.
He told me
he could do, yes. And he, yes, and he would, yes. And he wasn't, I don't think he wasn't gay, but, I mean, he didn't, let me say
intense.
This, because that is up to, you know, interpretation or opinion.
Is.
But he didn't. Fancy men. He didn't have an attraction for men. Mm-hmm.
Why would it be gay if you like can jerk yourself
your
off?
Stuff.
Like, why can't you lift on it too if you can reach it?
So
like,
would you
why
do
is it different? I mean, I
yes,
don't,
you would.
I don't know.
I think we all would.
I've never thought about that.
I mean, we gotta keep it real.
You would do yourself?
No, because I'm not interested in.
Honestly, I wouldn't either. Yeah. I'm not really even big on that though. I don't just love it.
But I'm saying like, okay, y'all. Here's the thing.
So you were playing yourself.
No, let me tell you something. Now, I think, like, and Demetrius knows, I can't even imagine. God bless y'all for being able to do what y'all do as men.
Yes.
Because ain't no stinking way. I'm straight all day, every day. I can't even fathom that. However, it's mine. You know what I mean?
But, like, then you're like... I feel like it just wouldn't.
I don't know. Now, I
could you be all folded up and like
yeah,
it just wouldn't like it
I don't
would
know.
Lose its.
But I sure enough would have tried it
because you're all scrunched up.
I sure enough would have tried it. Now, yeah, come on now.
I mean, the animals do it; they like it.
You wouldn't do that, Michelle. You awfully quiet during this segment.
No, I just wouldn't. I'm not. That doesn't interest me.
That doesn't interest you?
No,
okay,
to please
okay.
myself.
But do you?
No,
okay,
no.
Just
I'm
with
talking
your
about
own
that.
Mouth or
that's what I'm
period?
Saying. With a mouth.
No, no, with my mouth. But otherwise, yeah. But with my mouth, nah.
Listen, if we gonna buy as women a fake penis, why would we not use a real tongue?
I know. But I would think that like, okay, see, I think of the mechanics, like, in theory, yes, but in practice, no, because then you, like, you fold it up, you can't breathe,
see,
your
that's
lungs
what I'm thinking
is
about.
Really constricted. Like,
and it just, that means everything is going to be restricted,
no,
it's not going to release.
Y'all are overthinking
oh,
this
you,
thing.
You really are. Just if it would be fine, maybe you do yoga and you just really
yeah.
get good.
You just go
no,
down
I'm
there and take
flexible,
a lick.
And it's still, like...
You ever see those people in Cirque du Soleil that can bend and reach in all different positions?
True. You're, I mean,
you're
but
thinking,
if you're a contortionist, that's one thing, but, like, a human... That's just
well,
a
human control. We can't do it. That's why
Courtney,
we can't
stop
do
fighting
it.
The question.
Yeah,
would you
Courtney.
Would you
do
yourself
yes, she
or not?
Would.
I think I would.
Yes,
I
she
don't
would.
Think I would.
Yes, she would.
I bet she would.
I'm not that
I'm
into
sure she would.
Masturbation to begin with, so I don't feel like I've licked myself.
Okay, so let's get to these. Oh gosh, I'm lost.
And Sheree, honestly, I think you know why I think your whole aversion to like girl on girl is is you having to perform it on the girl. But
no,
I think if you could just lay back and relax.
Relax,
let me say this to all y'all out there who want to get Sheree. That's
you
how you got to get some liquor in her. And
take
then,
me to Sizzler.
Take her to Sizzler. Take her back to your crib. No, take her to her home turf so she feels comfortable. And then just say, you don't have to go down on me. I'm fine if I just...
And she going
to
kick you out when she gets sleepy?
You get her.
There
you get
is
her.
No...
Look at her face. She's thinking.
Like,
she's thinking about somebody right now.
Like, no, I'm not. There's absolutely, positively no way. And I've already listened. I already got the 411 because I have friends that, you know, like women. And they're like, you wouldn't have to do nothing. They would just be what? They would just love to do you.
See, I've never gotten like.
They would just love
they
to
would
do,
just
well,
do it.
No, I don't. All right. No.
Yeah, me. I'm like.
And you know what it is for me? I'm going to tell you exactly what it is because I cannot lie and say I haven't dreamt about it or I haven't thought about it at times. You know what I mean? Like, I've been on this earth for a while. So, you know, that's something that has crossed my mind, I've thought about. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I think that I have too much God in me to do that. I think that would grieve me. Me personally.
Mm.
Me personally. I don't think I could partake in that. And I feel good. Sometimes I think, you know, you feeling good about yourself. Mm-hmm. Look at how y'all are looking at me. She ain't a LinkedIn. You lean deep, back. She done leaned in.
I lean back because I'm feeling a shame spirit.
No. See. No shame. That's just for me. I don't want to wake up. I feel good that I've been in Hollywood for a long time, mm-hmm. and I've never participated in that. And I kind of feel good about that. Mm. I just do. That's just me. I feel good about it.
No, I get that one too, because I do feel good too that I've never, you know.
Yeah, we're going to stop this because I don't want nobody starting no damn hashtag talking about I feel good. I ain't never been with a woman. I feel good.
Because that's going to mess up your little stitch. Yes.
I really never thought about it. Like that I would feel good about it or not good about it, or either way.
Would you let another woman? Okay, here's the thing. Because we're talking about open relationships.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so you, baby. and then I want to get to the downside of it. Because we talked about transparency.
Yeah.
Do you want to know? Because there are some people that they want total transparency. You know, you tell me when you do X, Y, Z or whatever. And then there are some that are like, you know what? Just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Don't let me find out about it. I'm going to do what I got to do. And that's kind of the get down. We talked about the no bang list last week. And the no bang list simply is there people that are absolutely off the table?
Yeah.
What do we stop on? Family?
But you said cousins are allowed. Are debatable. Didn't you say cousins?
No, I didn't say no damn cousins are allowed.
What if they distant cousins? Like, not first cousins, but like third cousins.
I guess that would probably be.
Because, I mean, you ain't. Most people ain't that close to they, like, second and third cousins.
Yeah.
You can't.
Do you think, though, and Brad and Angelina, that's implied, they haven't really confirmed that. T-Pain and his wife absolutely confirmed their get down is, you know, women in their bedroom together, the three of them, and or four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten of them. And I don't know. And then Monique and her husband confirmed. Their thing is separate. They're not, well, what they've said. They're not bringing people in the bedroom, but it's an outlet that they give each other. You know, because in reality, there are going to be times as a married couple that even if, you know, you sign up for monogamy, you are going to be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a way to basically try and beat the system? Because we know divorces is high. The divorce rate is super, super high. And a lot of it is infidelity in money, but infidelity. So am I trying to, like I said, just kind of outsmart the system? If I give you a hall pass, or if I give you the ability and the right to have that outlet, then it'll preserve what we have.
Mm.
I mean, is that what y'all think? Do you think people are just...
I mean, I think that might be what they think. And if in their brain it works, then it works. But I don't really see how that works.
Me neither.
Like, I just don't.
Would you be okay with an open relationship? If your guy, you're in love with your guy, and this is something... Okay, so let me ask you this. No. How would you handle it? You're with somebody. You've been with somebody for years. Mm-hmm. If they come home and say, listen, this is where I am. I'm struggling with I love you, but I'm struggling with the monogamy thing,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to do anything behind your back. You know, I really like us to kind of maybe bring somebody else in the bedroom, because I mean, after a while, I think sex gets a little monotonous and boring, and you might want to spice it up, and this might be a way to do that. So, how would you handle that?
Well, we probably need to take a break. Because if you can come talk to me about that, means that you want something else. I'm not enough.
Really? That's how you would take that?
Yeah. I mean, because or you have an issue. You have something going on with yourself that you can't be satisfied. Because a lot of times I think it's an internal thing with that person.
But you don't think for a man it's a natural thing, too? Because men are so visual. It's a natural. Let me ask you, Demetrius.
Yeah, ask Demetrius.
Real talk. Because I know that, you know, you're in a very loving relationship, and I don't know what, you know what I mean? I would assume y'all are monogamous. That's my assumption. I don't know. We know you freak, though, because you said that last. You said that. Those were your words. That's a quote. Wait a minute, now I don't forgot the question.
His face.
You know, put a curse on me. I forgot the question.
I ain't did shit to you. Let me say this to answer your question, because you don't say a lot of stuff.
You know what I'm about to say. Oh, no. So I'm saying, like, you as a man, mm-hmm. I'm sure you're attracted to other women. You would have to be.
I would say I've been in some very great relationships, and mm-hmm. throughout that time, yes, I've been attracted to other women.
Were they not enough for you? What was the reason for the?
It's nothing to do with them. It's just my nature as a man. I'm going to be attracted to other women. I'm not gonna go grab them by the pussy like Donald Trump, but I will be attracted
to. Or that other guy. What's the other guy who's like the billionaire on Instagram?
It's another dude.
Yeah, he has the beard. What is his name? I'll think about
it. That. Yeah. But I will say this, I don't think that's a good reason to open a relationship, is that, oh, we need to spice up the bedroom. I think that's a terrible idea.
Me too, that's a terrible idea.
I'm like, that's a problem. You got a problem.
Opening, I'm not enough, because what do you mean we have to spice it up?
I mean, I know that sometimes, you know, in relationships, when you've been with somebody a while, a monogamous relationship, you do get a little bored. I'm not saying that's the only way.
Well, you
that's
need to go read
a, I think there's a lot of other options before introducing somebody else.
That's a whole lot
of options.
What makes people go to an open relationship?
The good,
you
to me,
you,
the
you'd
good
normally
reason.
Start there.
You should start there.
You should start
and
there.
And you should want that from the beginning. Like, you can just be a freak and just, or I'm not going to label it a freak. I don't have a problem with freak.
Well, but freak,
you can just
be
a freak and just want
to,
you know, do your thing. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Start there. Because, but don't, like, oh, I'm tired of being with mm-hmm. you. And, you know, I think
I need something new.
And expect me to stay.
Yeah.
And then that means you've been thinking about it. It's premeditated.
Well, I would hope that. And the question that I asked, I wasn't making that assumption.
No. You presented a good question.
As men, you know, I mean, I know y'all are, you know.
Well, but women are attracted to other men and some women throughout the courses of their relationship. I've definitely been attracted to lots of people when I'm in a relationship.
Women too.
I'm just saying.
Yes,
no.
She has.
I've been attracted to a woman before, but like, I'm not. Being attracted to someone is biology. Acting on the attraction is a choice. So I just, if you're in a monogamous relationship, like, you've chosen to be in a monogamous relationship, if you came to me and said, hey, honey, you know, monogamy is not working out for me, I'd be like, oh, thank you for telling me that and not bringing me home a dirty penis. I will see you later.
Chances are he ain't gonna bring you home a dirty penis.
Thank you and peace out. Like, we're not meant to be in the same kind of relationship, and that's fine, and it's probably going to be upsetting, that's life.
It's really interesting, because normally these open relationships are, especially when you're bringing somebody home to share, it's usually two women to a man.
Of course.
If your man wanted to bring another man, not just to watch him and you, but for him to participate.
With what?
Like...
With what?
Like, maybe he's bisexual.
Okay, can I... Who gonna hop in on this?
It's 2016.
Because you said penis.
Well, what I'm saying is...
I thought that was interesting.
There's... Sexual fluidity exists, whether we...
You've been watching Atlanta.
Actually, I haven't.
That was the last four episodes.
I need to catch up on Atlanta. I really like Atlanta. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, it has existed. It has always existed for quite some time. And this whole, like, oh, he's the wants to be the guy. Like, if you are with somebody and you're being honest about your sexuality all the way and, like, what you're into and what your fantasies are and what you want to do, then it's not so shocking. It's shocking for Demetrius because he's not into that.
It's not shocking.
On the scale over here.
This is the thing.
Being mostly hetero.
Let's say you're my sister, right?
Yes.
And you come to me and you're like, hey, I'm dating this dude named Philip. Not to say Philip is a gay name or anything like that. Just saying, I just pulled that out. I watched Shameless, a dude on there, his name Lip. He's not gay, but his brother is. So that's probably why it came up any damn way. So.
What Steel Magnolia said. It was Mark, Rick. That was one of my favorite movies, but she named three.
What's her name? Olympia Dukakis was telling what's her face about the neighborhood. Yeah, the guys in the neighborhood. Yeah, that was.
And it's funny because she named three male names and. Every man I know that's gay has one of the names.
Well, then I'll guess Mark. So, the time frame. So you come to me and you say, I'm married to Mark, and Mark has told me he wants to bring in a man. And you're my sister. I'll be like, you need to leave Mark alone.
Well, if
and
we're Mark married.
Go, fuck it. You and Mark just fuck it. And
if
you,
we're he wants married, to,
let
though,
it go. Well, let it go. It,
but that's just the assumption it that it's new. Like, if that's been our relationship from the beginning, then why is it such a big deal?
If that's me, then it's not.
I mean,
a problem.
I
that's
personally
what y'all are into.
Would not get married to somebody yes. that is fluid, so but I know that it exists.
I think
people.
We all agree that whatever you're into, like, honesty is the best policy
yes.
out the door. Mm-hmm. Establish that out the door. Because I think it can be very, very hurtful, and it can be very destructive
yeah.
and dangerous.
Yeah.
It was interesting because we, the downside of it, we played, we had the image with Robin Thicke. And Paula Patton, and that's implied. I don't think that was ever confirmed.
No, that was not confirmed.
He didn't want it. It was on Howard Stern. He said, well, out of respect for her, I'm not going to answer the question.
So oh, is that
I
what?
Would,
really?
Yeah, I would think, like, if
Wait,
y'all didn't really get down, you'd be like, no.
Qualify that as to why he was messing around with that other chick and
no,
they ended up divorced?
Because it was, this is the infamous picture on the right-hand side. This is so funny to me. Like, that's the perfect illustration for what happens in the darkness comes to light.
Yes.
He's got her behind, he's grabbing her behind and doesn't realize there's a mirror in the back of him capturing it. And that messed up his relationship.
It did.
And him, he ain't had a hit since.
Mm-hmm.
Hell there.
And he looked, he aged a lot.
He aged.
He'd been through it because he was
begging
for like a year.
Yes.
But you know
like,
what? He did have a hit, but it was a stolen hit, remember?
Oh,
he had
yeah.
to go to court.
No, no, but that was the
that
hit.
That was the hit at the time because when he was blowing up, he
yes.
got caught with all
that. That song was about to end a lot of marriages right there. It was something about that. That song. But, you know, Robin Thicke, it seems to me like.
He done blurred the lines.
He was careless because there are plenty of people in Hollywood, plenty who have implied. We've had
yes.
implied that we can't confirm no matter how
yes.
hard the tabloids and any TMZ or
but
blogs
see, he,
try
to but see, he was slipping though.
Yeah.
I think because a lot of times I've heard that the rule is only if I approve it. You
mm-hmm.
know, the woman has to
yes.
approve it or know about it first and
yes.
she has to say yes or no. I
yes.
guess so she feels like she has some control.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I guess Paula didn't know about that girl. This is just
right.
allegedly. And it's like, wait a minute, you got a new bitch? Wait a minute.
Yeah. We ain't talked about that one.
Right. And you grabbing her ass. So this is not new.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
And
yeah.
if they had, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Why do we care so much? Because, I mean, so many people cheat. A lot of people cheat.
Mm. Yes.
A lot. Like, it's mm-hmm. almost, it's much rarer to find people that are literally being honest
yes.
in their monogamy than it is to find people that cheat. I came to that realization at 21. It was very upsetting. that married people legit cheat,
yeah,
like, regular.
Legit, yeah.
Like, it's
mm-hmm.
no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just strange to me that we still, like, make it such a... Because the norm
well,
is...
Why do they cheat? That's what I'm saying. Is this open relationship situation, is that the answer to that?
I mean, maybe it's
it
just
can,
that
it
they
can
don't
be,
need to get married.
But I think the reason that people are so shocked by open marriages is because that is the antithesis of monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been taught to believe in monogamy.
But we're not behaving that anyway. So it's
most
like,
times we are. Because if you think about it, no one can cheat 24 hours a day. They cheat maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. But the other time, they're monogamous. So,
but that's still okay. Like one cheateration
so
is still
just
a cheat in a marriage.
Right. Yeah, part time. They're not cheating constantly.
You can't go back. You can't be a cheater then go back to being monogamous.
So
you already cheated. So you're a cheater.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
No.
So well, let me bring up a couple. And as far as I know, well, there was no open relationship. Well, he had an open relationship. She just wasn't aware of it.
Teddy Campbell,
and Erica Campbell. Not Erica.
Oh,
not
no,
Erica.
No, the sister.
Yes.
Well,
not
was,
Erica.
He was being a hoe. Like, he was cheating
he
on her.
He was. She, it wasn't Erica. What's the other
it's
sister?
It's the other one.
I don't remember her name.
Shoot.
God, why don't...
One of the Marys. But he cheated multiple times. I guess they had that
with
on their
multiple
show.
Multiple women.
And apparently they have
worked it out.
And it's become their mess has become their ministry. And
mm-hmm.
God bless them. I hope it, you
I
know.
I hope it works out.
I hope it works out. Because there are some real core issues that I obviously have to be dealt with, and I'm sure that they probably dealt with them. So mm-hmm. God bless them.
Yes.
Yes. So we only have 5 minutes left. We're not going to do a part three, but this is such a big...
We will probably talk about this after the lights go out.
Right. Y'all don't understand. We don't leave. When the show ends, we stay here, and it just goes to another level. It really does. crazy. Well, let's talk about our Halo Award.
What's the Halo Award this week?
Oh, dang.
It's not on here.
It wasn't Halo on there. It's a surprise.
Award. It's a surprise, but I done messed up.
How you mess up?
Because I need some forks.
Oh.
Halo Award. So the
Do
show
we got some food?
Is...
I'm hungry.
Hello. So we're going to have to dig in. No, not yet, Marissa.
Oh, I know what you...
You better you get your money, baby. Award. Let me tell you something. My Halo Award this week is going to Patty. For this
Patty.
From Walmart.
Is it
and
good?
We gonna listen. I think it's good.
Oh, you found one!
We have been looking for her sweet potato pie since last
year. No, this ain't no pie. It's a cobbler.
But anything from her at Walmart. I went to like 6 Walmarts looking for Patty products and couldn't find them.
I had... Y'all gonna have to dig in with your hands because we don't have any forks.
I think they have some forks out
there. They're out there.
But I want y'all to try it on the show. Yes, just dig in the edge. In the edge. Just get some from the edge.
I'm like,
but let me tell you, a friend of mine Mark brought this over, and yes, Mark is gay.
It tastes like mine.
Mark brought this over. He's like, you gotta have this.
Can I tell you something? That's so good.
Okay.
That's legit.
You know what it tastes like? Remember the old school apple pies from McDonald's? Bam. That's the first thing.
Crazy.
I got.
Now that's peach.
It's peach.
But I'm just saying that's
it's
what good. It is.
It's the flaky,
store bought peach cobbler.
For a peach cobbler, period. Let alone, and then the fact that it is a store bought cobbler, you will not find a better cobbler. If you stand in the kitchen for hours and hours and hours making your own crust,
you should
rolling out the dough,
it's cobbler,
cooking the peaches. When I tell you, this Patti LaBelle peach cobbler,
it's Patty.
Is every damn thing.
Okay. We need some spoons.
I'm scared to look at the nutrition facts on this pie.
We don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
We don't know won't hurt us. Hallelujah.
It's better than I thought it would be.
It's amazing.
Because when Sheree was talking about this, I'm like, Now look, I love Patti LaBelle, but we can do it right now. Big crush on Patti LaBelle.
What? And Hillary Clinton? You said that last week.
You're like
the
big girl.
Yeah, that's it.
So anyway, this is good. And I'm not, look, America, I'm not saying this because I'm like, you know, just...
I ain't
getting nothing from Patty. I'm not that dude singing trying to get on YouTube. No, it is good. I would prefer Eminem's peach cobbler. But
I would.
In a crunch,
sugary.
We can stop talking.
I will admit, Sweetie Pie's pear cobbler is pretty good.
But this right here,
this would do it really if you just got
it's,
to come
it's
do
crazy.
It quick.
And but I was really like, good. When he told me that it was good and it comes from Walmart, not that anything good can't come from Walmart, but I'm thinking like, this is a packaged cobbler. Stop.
Walmart is like a third world country.
And what we did with it is we put a little cinnamon sugar on it. You put it in the oven, you warm it up, and we had it with some vanilla Haagen-Dazs ice cream. What?
Well, what y'all should have did, though, you need to take the crust off.
No, you
what?
No.
Put a little nutmeg in there.
This is how you doctor it up. When you make it yourself.
Yeah.
No,
you just pull it off.
No, all right. Well, it's a cobbler. You can't just pull it off.
We're going to dig into this.
Cobbler is supposed to be baked into it.
I ain't talking about it.
I
know how to make cobbler.
We are going to officially give a hell pass. Now, what a hell pass is, we got the Halo Award. The hell pass is, we're not saying you going to hell for eternity, but we saying you gonna go to hell for at least a couple weekends or something.
Your toes gonna get hot.
Your toes gonna be real hot. Neiman Marcus for selling $66 collard greens.
Oh.
With a $15.50 shipping charge.
What?
Are you serious?
And, no, you should have gave a hell pass to everybody who bought them. Because if somebody bought that,
they're sold out.
What?
Fail. What are they doing to the...
Sold
what is wrong
out.
With my thought process? I could have been making a pot of greens.
That's what I'm saying. That you could call me.
I'll do it for $50.
And I love Neiman Marcus. That's no like the place where only good things happen.
Lord have mercy.
Man.
But it's
wish
like
I
a
would.
Salad. It's like
it's got the little bacon on the top. But y'all don't buy them. Somebody told me the other day they went to... the Ivy, and I love the Ivy on Robertson Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Had fried chicken.
Yeah.
She was like, it was terrible. I said, that's because you're black.
Because it's at the Ivy.
It wasn't terrible, but I was there years ago.
But you can't, you know, the thing is, we season our food so well. So it's popular. It's one of their number one sellers, but a lot of white people go to the Ivy. It's, you know, so we have a different kind of taste, a certain type of white person, too,
because I've had Southern cooking, you know, from some white people's been pretty good.
That's true.
I have found typically on for the most part Southern white people they can cook except for dressing, because everyone can't make good cornbread dressing. And I haven't found many white people.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Did y'all like my food at the Halloween party?
We made us some macaroni and cheese.
Yes, I did.
That changed my life. Yeah.
What I didn't like though.
What?
It's only one thing that you made, but that's okay.
Like?
Karma got
what
to
did you. What like? Tell
your
me.
Your poison. I didn't have it.
It was great.
This
until
it's soaked. Don't ever.
Until it's soaked. When it's soaked, the firebomb is a little too sweet.
Don't let Cherie mix it the is. Punch.
It's
don't
a
nobody
too sweet.
Do that.
But in the beginning, y'all.
Child, that poison.
She poured
a punch
all
me.
The dog
took her ass.
That's why we were like, I took a few sips and said, I'm done. I was
that's
like,
what everybody was like.
Whenever I needed to get a hit, I just would take a sip. When I needed to get drunk real quick.
All I know
this
is I went
to the Halloween party we had Saturday.
I brought one of the bottles of Ciroc. I put it down. I came back.
It was gone.
I was like, what's
called poison?
I was like, damn, what's she? I was like, did she put all that in there?
Poison. All right, we got to wrap it up. Okay. And then we lost Cherie. Yeah, Cherie, because Cherie cooked all
we
day
was
for 2 days.
You.
Cherie had to shut it down.
I was like,
it was
what
a little much. Yeah,
Cherie.
That poison sucker punched Cherie, so she was asleep.
I ain't see her no more.
We did. We went. Listen, we found Demetri. Was like, where's Cherie go?
I was in Sean's bed, knocked out. This is the other hostess of the party.
This one hand just stood up the whole time. I tried to knock
my
it down,
was
and it wouldn't move.
That was the hair where the poison was hiding. It was hiding right
He was still
there.
Holding on to it, like, I'm gonna come back. I'm coming
the
back.
The poison
for you.
Said, I still
back.
Got you.
Got you.
That hand was moving.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all. We got to close this thing out. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you had as much fun as we had. We'll go around the table. Final thoughts, takeaways, Miss Courtney?
Final thoughts, takeaways. If you want a three-way, do it. I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Oh, get fuck you money.
Ooh, they're raw. Open relationships. I think the new millennium, that's going to be what is the thing, and the sexual fluidity, that's what we're going to.
It's real.
I feel sorry for my kids.
Oh. I believe that God's way is the best way. I'm serious. I do believe in monogamy, and I think you have to have total honesty. If you're having those feelings where you are struggling, you know, when you're highly attracted to someone else in the marriage, tell your husband. Pray about it. You know what I mean? I think y'all can work it out.
Unless he beats you, don't tell him, because you're going to get beat that night.
That's our show.
Too messy.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.